This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
I think most of us would agree that trust is a big component when it comes to dating.
Yes, and dating and marriage. And if you don't have that, it can, cause you really big problems down the line.
Well, that's exactly what happened. So recently, three single women found out that trust was something they didn't have when they realized they were dating the same guy knowing about each other.
Oh, really? I got to tell you, as a guy, that seems like a lot of work. That seems like way too much work.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think it's happening more often, especially now with like online dating, because everybody's digging from the same barrel.
That's true.
But anyways, once they found out about each other, the girls connected through FaceTime and dumped the loser. But that wasn't enough. They still needed revenge. They discovered this guy had told each of them at separate times that his dream had always been to rent a van and travel cross country.
Okay.
And that's exactly what the girls
did.
They stole his dream.
I was on their side a minute ago, but not now.
They all pitched in money to buy an old school bus and renovate it. Then they went on a summer-long cross country road trip documenting the whole thing.
Oh, that's funny. And then he gets to watch it. Mm. Oh, that's great. I wonder when the first girl, though, that cracked, because ultimately girl code's like really strong at first, but then when the first girl, they're sitting around the campfire there somewhere, she goes, you know, I miss Matt. You know? And then it just, it goes nuts.
Yeah.
Those girls should all go on The Bachelor.
Hey.
Because they're used to dating the same guy. They'd be perfect.
That's true.
Yeah,
sad, they'd be perfect. But true.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. All right, well, thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend with you right now. This is where you'll tell us a story. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. Like, how great is that? Just for telling us about your weekend. And if we boo you, don't take it personal, because sometimes we're booing out of jealousy because your weekend was so awesome, or other times because we're booing for you. And you're like, oh, that was a bummer of a weekend, boo. So Gavin, let's start with you. Let's do an example round. What do you got?
Okay, so our church is small, so every once in a while I actually step up and lead our youth group.
Cool.
And so this weekend we were focusing on like making disciples and like multiplying, you know, the kingdom in that sense. So as a setup little event for the kids, I had them do math problems.
But how old are these kids?
These are like, these, it's like a junior high and high school.
Time out.
Okay, so I gave them a set of problems. I promised them if they got all the answers correct, I'd get them donuts. Next weekend. They got them all right.
It's delayed gratification.
It's the morning of.
You should have had them ready to go so that way.
Yeah. I'm going through like an emotional roller coaster now.
Oh, I'm done. Gosh. So what's the verdict?
Gavin, worst youth group leader ever.
So I guess you're saying boo?
Oh, I'm going to have to boo that. Mm. Like, yeah, if you had the donuts right then and there.
Would have been.
So it could be like the reveal. The reveal is everything. It's like magic. Ta-da. It's like, so when you, like, you build them up to be like, well, guys, next week, you know, you'll get donuts. And then when they get it, they're kind of moderately happy. But then you go, but I'm such an awesome youth group leader. I've got donuts now! And then you make the donuts rain from the ceiling.
Yes.
There you go. That's how you lead a youth group.
I'm also going to say boo, because you should have dressed as a donut.
Yes.
That would have even added more of a layer of excitement. Here's the thing. These are junior high and high school kids. They don't want to get up. They want to sleep in.
You got to wow them.
Yeah. They're already there. You got to give them a reason.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like Jesus isn't enough. I know that he is.
It sounded like you were, actually.
But donuts sure do help.
All right. So that's how we play. Gavin is like sad now. Like, he thought he'd done such a good job. But I am impressed with you stepping up and leading youth group.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'll give you a yay for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't do it.
And I think the kids are lucky that you wouldn't. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be part of the show right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your story and do a little boo-yay with you. What do you got?
Well, I went to my nephew's wedding Saturday, and it was wonderful. And the best thing about this wedding is that Scott and his wife are both recovering drug addicts and alcohol addicts, and they are finally got their lives straight for 2 years. And Scott called me Friday night and asked me to walk down the aisle and light his Unity candle.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, because that's a struggle that when somebody's going through that, they drag everyone around them in it with them, you know, unfortunately, like as far as the addiction, and the families get pulled into that craziness as well. And so I'm sure that for you, this was just an amazing time to see him get his life back on track and move forward.
It is, and it's amazing for both of them, and I'm so proud, so, so proud of them. I just love both of them so very much.
Well, Bethy, there's no way to boo this situation. There's definitely a yay. Yays all around.
Well, let's not be too hasty on the boos or the yays. I have one question, follow-up question. Was there an open bar at the reception?
Oh.
The drinks were tea, lemonade, and water.
There you go. Yay. Because if you had an open bar, if someone that's a recovering alcoholic, that would be
pretty bad.
For sure. But they did it right all the way around. And so congratulations, Bethy, and congratulations to your nephew, Scott.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
What do you got?
So this weekend I was just cleaning up. The reason is because I'm going to see an old friend I haven't seen for 13 years.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to boo having to clean. Like, that's no fun. But the reason that you're cleaning for a friend that you haven't seen for 13 years is pretty cool.
I'm going to say yay. And I think that's because as women, we feel like we do need to have where we stay, our homes need to be clean and acceptable, even if you haven't seen that person in 13 years.
I'm curious because my wife will clean before her best friend comes over. And like her best friend's not going to judge her. Maybe she does secretly. I don't know. You know, so I can imagine the pressure of someone you haven't seen in 13 years. You want to make sure that everything is spick and span.
Yes.
What are you most nervous about seeing this friend?
Just because things have changed. I mean, we video chatted and everything, but it's not the same in person as it is over video chat.
For sure. With video chat, you can hide what's around you. Like aim the camera at the cleanest place possible.
Yeah, now you got to clean the whole house. Well, there you go. That's enough for the win. You got 2 yays out of us, Casey. Congratulations. And I hope you have a great time with your friend.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way of M. This is The Wally Show. And every week we go back in time. You might not have known that was possible, but it is. We have a time machine. We got it at CarMax. It's weird.
It's a little used, a little banged up.
Yeah,
but
it works. It gets us there.
It's fine.
And so you get to take us back in time. You set the time at which we're going back to musically, and you pick a song that you want to hear from yesteryear. I mean, you could go back like 6 years ago if you wanted to, and maybe this one of my favorite Natalie Grant songs. Song. It makes us feel like we can all sing it, too. And you did a great job right there, Ross. So that would be 6 years ago. Or maybe you have that guilty pleasure like me, Francesca Battistelli.
I got a couple dents in my fender.
Who doesn't?
Got a couple rips in my jeans.
This guy. That was a 12-year-old song. '09 that came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I don't know. It seems a little bit older than that to me.
Yeah. Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. 12 years.
I always remember songs from like when I started playing them here because I've been here for like almost 15 years with you, Rock. And so I'm like trying to remember. Okay, what year was that in my career here? And so not too long after I got here, actually. So here's the deal: if you want to control the radio for a song, all you have to do is tell us about it. What is the song you have to hear because you love it so? We want your story. And you tell us the song, and all you got to do is go to wayfm.com/Wally, and you can find it there on the left-hand side. You will see the Flashback Friday entry, and you can have yours in and maybe even be controlling the radio by this Friday.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice, just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop. stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, boy, I'll tell you, there is some good stuff here in the world that we, a lot of times, miss out on. Some of these stories that go by unnoticed. 3 years ago, this guy, Jeremy King, underwent surgery for like a brain tumor that resulted in some adverse physical, things for him that were going to be long lasting. Like he can walk, but he can't balance anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh. And so then flash forward to today, and they find out that him and his wife are having a newborn. And his wife was concerned, was like, oh, wow, we can't take our child for a walk because he can't carry the child because he's too unstable and could hurt him. Mm-hmm. And so she is a teacher at this school. And so she turned to a fellow teacher at the school where she works who has a class called Making for Social Good. And so he takes the students, and their job in this class is to come up with products that will have a positive social impact. I love this.
That's a great idea because it helps people who are dealing with disabilities live a more happy life.
Yeah,
a
fuller
content.
Life.
Yeah.
And so they, and also these kids are learning how to do something more than just make money. They're learning the skills of creating, but then with a purpose too, which I thought was so cool. And so this teacher put it to 10 of his students and said, let's come up with something. And the students used the 3D printer that they had, and they made pieces, and they went to Home Depot and got some attachments, and they created a car seat that would attach to his wheelchair. So he basically is the stroller himself, which I think is so great. One student said we were really worried that it wouldn't be able to hold the baby. So they're problem solving. That's good. Mm-hmm. So they did test runs with cinder blocks to make sure.
That's really heavy.
Yeah, so it's heavier than a baby.
Yeah.
And so they got it all figured out. They tested it, and it worked out great. And Jeremy's wife had said it was kind of like a full circle moment because she also is a teacher. She said, I love the idea that these students got this project. It'll be something that's long lasting for them that they'll remember for years to come, and that's what you can hope for as an educator.
That's beautiful.
And so it was cool for them as well. So there you go. That's
awesome.
A little bit of good news today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and our words have power, and when you string them into a sentence in a certain way, sometimes just taking away one word or adding one word can change the entirety of that sentence.
It could change the conversation, one that could have been happy to one that is now concerning.
Okay, like here, like this. let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. If I were to say to Betty Rock, hey, Betty Rock, what's the matter? Okay, she's going to tell me a story. If I say, hey, Betty Rock, what's the matter now? Then I'm going to get hit, because that
when
one
word.
When
you add that now, makes it seem like I'm always a problem.
Exactly. See, the one word changes the total context
and
of that situation.
And now I'm hurt by it.
Why? No, that was just an why are you hurt now? and so that's what I want to talk about with you. Have you ever been in that situation like that where you had one word that changed everything in that sentence, you know, and like somebody or what is that sentence that you can add or subtract a word to make it better or worse. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'd love to know what yours are. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe you've been in that situation at work or at home with your family or whatever. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. If you put that in your favorites, you got a better chance at getting through quickly when we're talking about stuff that you're like, oh, I got something for this. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what's yours?
Well, actually, I was listening to you guys' conversation, and I believe it was yesterday, when you were talking about why God didn't make you rich because you have such a big heart. But then Betty said, and a stupid mind.
Yes, I do remember that.
Her comment totally turned that upside down, and I was like, that is not nice of her.
I feel like you're taking what I said out of context. No, what I meant was...
what did you mean? I don't think there's any question as to what you meant, Rock.
That's true. We had this conversation on our Facebook page. You can follow along with us. Just go to facebook.com/Wally Show and you can see it all there. But we had Kim, she spoke up, and maybe she's speaking from her husband's point of view. But she said, compare you look good to you actually look good.
Yeah, that's, again, that one word,
when
actually.
You add that in, then it's like, well, wait, you're surprised that I can even look this good?
Yeah.
That's offendable.
See, that one even is a guy I see, like, is problematic. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, don't do that. But the one I struggle with that bites me so many times here at work, like with Betty, is like Betty will come in and I'll you know, to say something nice to her, I'll say, oh, your hair looks really good today. Like, that's it. Like, and how could that go wrong? To what sane human being? What's the problem with that sentence,
you
Rock?
You said today.
Right, I know.
Which is saying, in essence, it looks good every other day, but today it actually looks fantastic. You're saying it looks bad all the time.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying. That's not at all.
You actually look, it looks good today.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying. Like when you say, oh, your hair looks good today. Like that. Oh, now I hear it. For a second, I'm like, I see how you see how you hear that as a woman now.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church. Or at least the parts he understood.
So we've been looking at the story of the Israelites being delivered from Egypt, and then they're wandering in the desert for 40 years. And this is where God gives them the Ten Commandments. And here's a clever refresher as to what the Ten Commandments are if you can't remember them. Mercy Me did this for a cartoon one time. Yeah. It's called 10 Simple Rules.
And the Lord said, have no other gods but God to worship. Idols just won't do. Be careful with the way you God's name and keep Sunday special too. Honor your parents, don't take any lives, and when you're old enough to marry, be true. Do not steal or lie or want those things that don't belong to you. These are 10 simple rules God gave to me and you.
I love this. They wrote that on the way from the airport to the recording session because forgotten. They promised they would write it.
Be that talented.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
But it's really infectious, and it's a good reminder. But the first four commandments are kind of vertical between God and us. But right out of the gate, God hits us with one that convicted me. Don't have any other gods before me. And you might think, well, I don't worship Vishnu or Buddha. You know, I'm a sold-out Christian. Jesus is my God. So, you know, this doesn't really apply to me. But if you change a few words in that, it gives it a different perspective. You know, and God said, if you were to do it this way, and God said, don't give priority to anything over me. That changes that completely. Mm-hmm. Because now it's like, wow, I think about this, and do I skip church when I'm on vacation? Yep. You know, I know, exactly, because you're like, you know, make all these excuses. I'm prioritizing tubing over God at that point, and that's wrong according to the Ten Commandments. Hard work, it's not a bad thing, but when it consumes our time and our mind, and we barely squeeze in a few minutes for God, then that's having another God before Him. And it can even be something good, like our family, our spouse, our friends. If they come before our relationship with God, then it's wrong. Our pastor said it like this: good things can become bad things if they become a God thing in our life. You know, if they.
Oh, yeah. I like how he said that.
Yeah, I know. And again, that's why this really hit me, because it sneaks up on you. And the rules like with the Ten Commandments and stuff like that, they give us boundaries. Kind of like if you're bowling, you put up the bumpers for your kids in the gutter so the ball keeps going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Ten Commandments are for us. You can go to the left, you can go to the right, but you're still going forward. And, you know, and the ball keeps going that way, and they keep us moving in the right direction. Even if we drift to the left, we drift to the right a bit, that is where God's grace covers us as we get back on course. And so there you go.
Like a bowling bumper.
Like a bowling bumper, exactly. The Ten Commandments sounds better than bowling bumpers, but that is your Monday School for today. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I think one thing that we did a lot less of during the pandemic was judge each other. We all went through it. We all had to stay home. At one point or another, a lot of us embraced sweatpants, and a lot of us ordered food out more than ever, especially me.
Yeah, and we gave each other some grace.
Exactly. And as of a new study, it actually shows that a lot of people actually said that they did not, at any point during the pandemic, weigh themselves.
Oh, because they just knew.
That's good, because we already have that voice inside of our head that's judging us.
Exactly.
And then if you go on the scale and it's higher than you even imagine, then it's just ammo for the next job.
Yeah, I would love to have a talking scale that was honest, like the honest talking scale.
What would it say?
Oh, like it would scream before I even got on it. Like,
no!
You know, hey, you might want to not stop by Krispy Kreme this morning. How about that? You know, like I think that would actually help me. Honest talking scale. Yeah,
that's what everybody's inside voice does to them.
I know. Just put it on a scale. I think it'll make it better. I weigh myself like once a week, you know, because I'm trying to lose weight. I'm down like 15, almost 16 pounds.
Very nice.
Wow.
So I was happy. But then I went on vacation, okay? So on vacation, I had hit a really...
Vacation Wally's different.
Oh, yeah. I had hit a low weight before vacation, like an abnormally low. I had a really good week, I guess. But Vacation Wally came back around and put 3 pounds on. And so I ate out every day and
That's okay.
Bad food.
No judgment, though.
No judgment, because we're not your scales. But if we were, what would we say?
You'd be like, hey, Vacation Wally, you might want to lay off the soda because you're kind of breaking my back here as a scale. But here's the crazy thing. So I come home. I'm like, I was kind of bummed about it. I weighed myself. But then I weighed myself in the morning, and I went out and I mowed my lawn, and it was stupid hot. Like, just mowing and sweating and stuff like that. And I didn't drink any water. And I did it on purpose at the end because I wanted to see how much I had sweat out. So
that is terrible.
Well, okay, but wait.
No. Not healthy.
I know, but wait. So I mow the lawn. I come in. I don't even talk to my wife because she usually is like, hey, would you like something to drink? I'm like, no. I run straight to the restroom, and I get my scale, and I lost 2.2 pounds in water weight, like just mowing.
Wow, you were bloated.
Yeah, I guess so. So that's why I need to weigh myself, you know? Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That you could have that much water in you?
And that you could sweat that profusely.
I know.
Gross.
It's a little disgusting, I know. But wow, I was so happy about that. I'm like, okay, so maybe vacation wasn't as bad as I thought. It was just water weight.
Yeah.
Just retaining water, that's
just
all.
Just water weight.
I feel better. Up uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we got a chance for you to win a prize, but you've got a little work to do. It's called Best Worst Joke. We're going to go around the room and tell a joke that we know is a groaner. And you have to tell us who had the best worst joke. Now, if we can stump each other and steal their punchline, then that means their joke is going to be out of the running if we guess it before it's delivered. And so now here's where the prize comes in. You're then going to have to tell us a joke. So you judge one, tell one, and then if we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. But if one of us is a comedic genius and takes it, then you're out, okay? So let's start with you, Lady Rock.
Let's start with you, Wally.
Why don't you want to go first?
Because you never get to go first.
Ladies first. Okay, you're going to regret this because this is a crusher.
In the past, I never have regretted.
No, this is a crusher. So here we go. This was sent to me by Bethany, and it says... I'm going to have to do this, is Yoda. What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
4K I am. 4K.
4K.
No. I will tell you this, Rock, you are very close. HDMI. Ah.
Oh, HDMI.
HDMI.
Like the cord.
The cord, the cable for running digital. HDMI.
That sounds like a joke that gets told over and over at like a Best Buy.
Okay, yes, well,
I would
it's...
say.
Okay. Oh, it just hit me.
Yeah.
Okay, it took me a while.
That's not my fault. Like, the fact that it just hit you, that's not my fault.
You didn't deliver it well.
HDMI. Yes, I did. I even did it as Yoda. All right, so let's go. What do you got?
All right, this one is from Keisha. It says, how did the farmer catch his wife?
Farmer catch his wife. I don't know how.
He tracked her down.
Tractor down. So both the play on words. One just
solid,
slightly more creative
tractor
than the other.
Down.
Okay, not bad.
Okay.
Gavin.
What do you call a zombie making stir fry?
I don't know.
Zombie. Nope.
A dead man walking.
Walking.
With a
walk. W-O-K.
It's like the pan that they make stir fry
what
in.
What part of today is like, Rock is like, her brain
I'm
is.
I'm on the struggle bus
the
today.
Like, just
Hot
wow.
Hot Mess Express.
All right. So there you go. All the jokes are up for contention. So now your job.
I think it's obvious we know who's a winner here today.
I have a feeling it won't be you or me. I think Gavin's going to win this one. So your job is to tell us which was the best worst joke, but then also bring it strong. Bring us a joke. And if we cannot steal your punchline, which it sounds like we're not going to do today, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. That's the number to get through. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Roseanne, how are you today?
Hello, Mr. Crazy. I am wonderful.
I've never had that nickname before, but I'll take it gladly.
Fits well.
Yeah. All right. So let's go through the jokes one more time just to make sure here. Mine is, what did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K? Yeah. HDMI. Yeah. Okay. HDMI cable. Betty Rock?
How did the farmer catch his wife? He tracked her. Down.
Gavin,
What do you call a zombie making stir fry? A dead man walking.
Nice. Okay, so Roseanne, you have to tell us who you are going to go with. Which joke?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Kevin.
With Kevin? Well, Kevin's not even an option. There's a Gavin here.
Gavin. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So you're going to go with Gavin's joke, dead man walking.
All right.
Yeah, I like the walking thing.
Well,
that's
congratulations,
good.
Gavin, on your surprise victory.
Woo!
There.
I'll take
done.
It.
No one saw that coming. All right, so Gavin is the winner. Now, you have a job to do, Roseanne. You have to tell us a joke, and if we cannot steal your punchline, you're going to win a prize. So go for it.
What is the difference between unlawful and illegal?
The difference between unlawful and illegal. I'm going to say 5 to 10 years.
Actually, unlawful is a breach of an ordinance or law, and illegal is a sick bird.
Illegal.
That's
I gotta tell you, Gavin was judging you there. He's like, she's just giving us like like definitions, and then it turned into a joke at the end. Gavin, you doubted her.
I'm so sorry.
She voted for you.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Roseanne, you did a great job. I was with you the whole way. I knew you were gonna bring it strong. Nicely done. You're a winner today.
Woohoo! Thank you so much.
Oh, electronic mail.
uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, email is a great way. Just wally@wayfm.com. Like our good friend Naomi did here. And she had me from the subject line. Awesome God covers. I'm like, yes.
Yes, we love covers.
I am in. She says, tonight my husband and I were discussing how old Rich Mullins' Awesome God is and that you guys are playing it a little bit more. It came out in 1988, the year I was born, she says. God is an
awesome God.
And so she goes, yeah, and we came across this channel of unsurprising Awesome God covers. You know, most of them were like, yeah, whatever, it's people at church singing Awesome God. But then there was this one. It was a heavy metal cover.
Yes.
And as we started listening to this struggling band really trying to make it work with their ear-splitting attempt, my husband cracks up and says, you have to send this to Wally and ask him if this was his band. No, I would love to have been in this band. This band is amazing. Anyone that takes on Awesome God like this and changes it up, oh, yeah, I'm in love. Here you go. It sounds a little like Dropkick Murphys, so I'm a fan.
It sounds like something like you see the people that are out there with their protest signs on the church street, and they're like, you know, trying to witness or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, it does sound a little angry.
Yeah,
I will give you that. I will give
it
you
does.
That. But would you rather have, you know, this?
Our God is an awesome God.
Or this?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
I'd take the first
or
one.
Or would you rather have them together?
Mess.
I'll take a number two, sir. That was fantastic. Yeah, if you ever want to email me again, just wally@wayfm.com. And thank you, Naomi. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Maybe some good news for you, some advice if you are traveling. I remember one time I left my wallet in a rental car and I panicked because I was going to the airport. I was dropping the car off. I'm like, what do I do? I'm stuck here. I can't get home without my ID. But that might not be the case, right, Rock?
Yeah, so on TikTok, there's this guy whose video is going viral. He works for TSA, and he's talking to people that have been in your situation, Wally, or may find themselves there, what they can do to make sure they make their flight.
Go ahead and bring whatever you have with your name on it. If you have a picture of your ID on your phone, sorry, that doesn't help. We can't use it. You could bring a debit card, credit card, birth certificate, prescription, two forms of something like that with your name on it.
Two forms of something like that. Okay.
So,
all right. That's good news.
I guess that wouldn't help you, though, if you lost it on your way to the airport and it's in the taxi because you hadn't prepared for
right. I had no other
two
ID.
Pieces of like mail or something. But if you've lost it and you still don't know what to do or it's in the mail.
Or you lost just your ID, you know.
Like, right.
I was at the airport this past week and I felt so bad. I see this girl at TSA just digging through her purse through her bag. And as I'm listening because I'm an eavesdropper, and I'm like, what's going on? And it turns out her purse had been stolen. And so she was trying to get on the plane, and she had a pill bottle. So she's like, I've got this with my name on it, you know, and stuff. And so she had that, and then I got through secure. I don't know if she made the flight or not. But it was,
well, you just left us hanging. Now we don't know.
Sorry. Yeah, not a great story, ultimately. Because I don't know either. But the upside is if you know this and you have a couple of these other things, it doesn't mean just because you don't have your license, you're totally hosed at the airport, which is actually good news. I would have bet $1 million it was just a carte blanche no, you're hosed. So that's actually really good if you're traveling. Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child as well as other children in the community get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
When making a name for yourself in Hollywood, a major rule is to make sure you're not pigeonholed into a specific role and unable to grow as an actor.
That's kind of where I'm at. You've seen my work in the movie
no,
I Can Only Imagine.
Do not make this about yourself.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, a lot of people thought I was one note and could only play a DJ.
Yes.
Well, in the Irwin Brothers upcoming
film. Come to
film,
find out, you can't even do that.
Well, no. In their upcoming film, I am a DJ again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Warner, sports movie. Coming out this fall.
Think,
anyway, whatever.
I think, what's the Kevin guy from Home Alone? Like, he caught himself in that
Macaulay
situation.
Culkin.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, he couldn't go anywhere after that. Well, that's exactly where actress Jenna Fischer found herself. You know her from her star role in the TV sitcom The Office.
Oh, yeah.
As receptionist Pam Beasley.
Loved her.
So Jenna had to move on and find other work once the show ended. And that's when she was cast as the wife of Matt LeBlanc's wife, on his show, Last Man Standing, which I've never seen.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not horrible.
No. Okay. Well, and how, you know, Matt LeBlanc, of course, is his role of Joey in Friends.
Yeah.
Well, after filming the pilot and showing it to focus groups to get their reaction, Jenna explains what they mainly had to say.
They said, this is a literal quote, "I don't believe Pam would marry Joey. The chemistry doesn't work between these two."
That's very funny.
It's tough.
See, they're in those roles and you can't see past it.
I saw her in another sitcom, Living Single or something like that, where she was married to somebody. They were divorced, but they still lived on the same property or whatever. And I couldn't see her as anything other than Pam, and I didn't like it.
Yep. So what does this mean for Jenna? Well, she explains how she found out about it.
I get this call, and the first thing I said was, "Is it not getting picked up?" And they said, "It's getting picked up, but without you."
Ouch. Yeah, that's a bummer. And I know, I get it. Or she's like, how can you not get past this? But like John Krasinski, I there's a movie about like him being a soldier. I think it's called 13
and
Hours.
And he was able to do it.
Yeah, I would have. I didn't want to see it because I couldn't see Jim be mad at anyone, you know? And like all of a sudden, like he transitioned. And in that movie, I saw him as something completely different.
I'd say that men have an advantage, though, because we can just grow this like big old that beard
helped. That
and makes you look tougher.
Jenna should have done that.
She should have beard?
Yes, she should. This is her fault. She should have done that. Oh, and he also got really jacked. Like, that helped out, too. Like, made him look tougher. Oh, I know. That was Betty, not Gavin, for the record. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And when it comes to parenting, there is no shortage of opinions.
Like,
Even
if you don't ask for them.
No. Oh, no. And there's a little bit of judgment, honestly.
Oh, little.
Yeah.
Lots.
And so here is the thing. I came across this study that showed, like, the difference between old school parenting and, quote, unquote, modern parenting. And, like, some of the things that modern parents do is they do positive reinforcement. Reinforcement instead of punishing their kids for bad things.
Okay, positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
So I worked at a daycare for a little bit.
Yeah,
and
you know
I think
this.
We kind of did that because they would tell us you can't say no to the child. You would have to redirect. So if a child bit another child, you would have to say, oh, our teeth are for biting food.
Oh.
Here, little Timmy, let's try and bite food.
Hey, Timmy, sit in the corner and think about what you just did for a while. How about that?
Yeah, I didn't come from that era.
Like, I've loved watching parents try to reason with a screaming child. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a way that we want to behave. Let's think about what we're feeling and our emotions right now. And, like, my daughter pulled that nonsense once at a restaurant, and we were gone. Like, you keep going. We're leaving. And she was shocked when I snatched her up and we left, you know? And it's like, so I have my opinions, obviously, as well. But here's what I want to talk about, okay? So maybe you're an older school parent like myself. What is something that modern parenting maybe has gotten right? Like, maybe it's something that you've actually seen, like, your kids introduce into their kids, you know, like your grandkids. And, like, what is that thing that you're like, you know what, maybe we could have done this better, or maybe we could have learned from this, you know? Because in my day, spanking was, like, the thing.
In my day, back in my day.
Oh, man, my dad wore out a couple belts, you know?
And the thing is, too, back then, it was true that your parents would, but also anybody. Anybody could, and you wouldn't get, like, notified by Child Protective Services.
Oh, yeah, it was a different time. And so I am curious, though. So, like, what is that new modern parenting technique that you think, you know what, this actually is a step forward, you know, in parenting? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is something that new school parents maybe got right?
Well, I have four children. I have three daughters and one son. My son is the youngest. When it came to him, he was about 8 years old. He had to learn the chain of command in our home. And he was acting out, and he was throwing a fit. And I had asked him, I said, Carlos, what's going on? I said, why are you behaving like this? And he goes, well, and he started crying. And he says, Mommy, well, you think you're the queen, and Poppy thinks he's the king. And I looked in his eyes, and I grabbed his little hands, and I said, well, honey, yeah, you're absolutely right. But one day, when you get older, you're going to be the king of your castle. And guess what? When Mommy and Poppy comes and visit you, we got to respect your rules in your house. I said, but for now, this is the way it goes in our home. And then after that, I said, now, what's the real story? Why are you so upset? And he did follow through with telling us what he was upset about. And he had to learn that in some cases, he can't always get in his way.
That's one of the differentiating factors on this list between old school and new school, is helping kids identify their feelings and process them. And you did that in a way that made sense to him, because he could understand kings and castles and chain of command that way, which I think is smart. And now when he gets in trouble, you can send him to his dungeon, you know? What are some of the new school stuff that maybe you as an experienced parent thought, oh, you know what, that's not a bad idea, I'm going to implement that?
Positive affirmations. Every morning when my kids wake up after we pray, I tell them, okay, repeat after me. God loves me. Jesus loves me. I am smart. I am important. I am kind. Growing up, of course, everyone knows that kids get bullied. And when we listen to what the bullies say, it sticks with us. Because that happened with me when I was in fifth grade. I got depression. So it's very close to my heart that my kids have that.
Yeah, exactly. Because you've walked through something really tough, and you want to make sure that they don't ever have to face, you know, kind of some of the challenges you've had to face.
Yes. And I hope that the parents who are listening, it's never too late to do positive affirmations with your kids. So if they're not doing it, I hope this will help them start.
I would love it if my mom called me at 36 years old and told me, you are good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you.
And I think there are some days when Betty comes to work here, she's like, I could use that.
I know.
You know what, Betty? I got to tell you, positively, you are... you are something else.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Up uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and we do scoops to help make your life a little bit better. Things that we find out, we want to pass along and share. I found out something that I did not know on TikTok, of all places.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I'm getting a little bit long in the tooth, as they say. I'm getting a little older, closer to retirement.
Yep.
I'm 52 now.
Have either of you 56?
No, I'm only 52. Have either of you ever gotten anything at your young age, Gavin and Betty, anything in the mail from AARP?
No.
Yes.
You have?
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Because, and I think they were judging me by my name.
Oh,
I just
Betty.
Assumed someone with the name Betty was going to be old, and that's not right.
Well, I know, like, my daughter's Ageism. Gotten stuff before, and you're like, why is this possible? Well, I was watching this dude on TikTok who joined AARP at 34 years of age.
Oh, Betty, you could do it.
But yeah. Why would you want to?
Because you get discounts on travel and restaurants and things like that. And if you look at the fine print on the AARP, they say it's for retired people, but there's no minimum age requirement.
Oh.
So this guy is like, yeah, it's $12 a year. I've saved money on airfare, restaurants, car rentals, hotels. Like, I mean, and
but he's retired?
No, he's not retired. Oh. He's just a 34-year-old guy. You can sign up.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, how great is this?
I don't know if I want to just take that.
I'm ready to wear plaid shorts and dive all in. Are you kidding me? Bermuda shorts at that.
We're not
with
ready
socks
for that.
And sandals. I'm in. I can save money on restaurants, car rentals. Like, this is great.
I don't know. I mean, you fit the part.
I know. Closer, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, if you want to save a few bucks, you might be able to do that through your AARP membership at any age. I'm going to sign my kid up, too.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.